Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 27th of December. Christmas has come, the new year awaits. Let us gather, remembering the gift of Christ, even as we look with hope to the challenges that the days ahead will bring. Let us worship, rejoicing in the gift of Christmas, even as we pray for Spirit-filled wisdom to guide our new year. Rejoice with the heavens. Christ is born.
God's light has come to earth.
Sing of this miracle. God's salvation is for all.
We sing of salvation with all the earth.
Light of the world, shine in our lives this day. As we hear your word and as we worship, help us grow in the strength and wisdom of your love. Bless us with the faith of those who first saw the Christ child, that we may find your miraculous presence in our midst and in our world. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
See him lying on a bed of straw, a draughty stable and an open door. Mary cradling the babe she bore, the Prince of Glory is his name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to man. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Star of glory sweep across the skies, show where Jesus in the manger lies. Shepherds swiftly from your stupor rise, to see the Saviour of the world. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to man. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Angels sing again the song you sang, bring God's glory to the heart of mine. Sing that Bethlehem's little baby can be salvation to the soul. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to man. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Mine are riches from your poverty, from your innocence eternity. Mine forgiveness by your death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to man. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came.
Few people like taking orders. Psalm 148 is a series of commands to everyone and everything to praise their Creator. The list includes the planets and stars, the seas and rivers, mountains and hills, even the weather systems, as well as all beings, wild, domesticated, and human. All people are invited and commanded to join in the praise, irrespective of status, age, or gender. The psalmist explains why. Because God created and sustains all things. The author of this psalm refers to God raising up a horn for his people. The horn is a symbol of strength and power and victory. In the New Testament, the image of the horn is used to refer to a coming Saviour. Today we are constantly being reminded of the damage being done to the earth's ecosystems and natural resources. At the turn of this year, we have much to think about to occupy our minds. But as we struggle in our existence, let us be mindful of our calling to sustain and protect this earth for future generations, that all creation may praise God. Listen to the words of Psalm 148.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye shining stars. Praise him, ye highest heavens and ye waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them for ever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendour is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord.
Let us pray. Creator God, when our hearts are unsure, give us joy. When we tire of waiting, give us patience. When we forget to sing your praise, forgive our ingratitude. In this holy season, send your holiness upon us, that we may rejoice as your sons and daughters, as brothers and sisters with Christ. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Sisters and brothers, Christ has clothed us with a garment of salvation. We are covered with robes of righteousness. We are adopted as children and heirs of God. Christ is born in our lives. God's love is with us now. The second reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40.
When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after their marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him.
The season of Christmas is filled with ritual and tradition. And although this year has been different, we have managed to observe some of those traditions, albeit in a lesser or reduced form. On my part, for the first time in over 60 years, I reached Christmas Day without joining with others in the singing of a single Christmas carol. Normally, in the weeks and days leading up to the 25th of December, I could have sung some of the more familiar carols on 20 or 30 occasions. Usually by Christmas Day, I'm relieved to put Away in the Manger to bed for another year. Christmas 2020 has been quite different. We celebrated Christmas Day just 2 days ago. Our reading just now records an event some 40 days after the first Christmas. 40 days have passed since the heavenly voices sang and Jesus is brought to the temple in accordance with the law of Moses. The angel's song is still resonating in our ears as Luke introduces us to Simeon. I wonder if, in waiting for the promised one, Simeon could hear the resounding angelic chorus blending with God's song in his heart. Did he hear the prophet Isaiah's refrain of light coming back into the world? Did he hear Mary sounding Hannah's song of justice, where the powerful are brought down from their thrones and the lowly are lifted? Did the song grow louder as Jesus was brought into the temple that day? Over a lifetime, Simeon must have witnessed many children brought to the temple to be dedicated, but this day was different. Led by the Spirit, he saw Jesus and could not wait to hold salvation in his arms. Praising God, Simeon offers a bittersweet melody. His eyes have seen God's promise fulfilled, and he knows that there will be a new song to sing. He knows that there will be someone to carry God's song after he is gone. A joyful sadness fills the air as he tells Mary that a sorrow like a piercing sword will one day break her heart. We do not know if Anna overheard Simeon's song, but she adds her voice to the song of praise to God. Luke calls Anna a prophet. She has eyes to see what others do not see, and to speak about what she sees with words of hope. Anna confirms that this child will bring freedom and release to God's people. Both she and Simeon have waited faithfully and patiently. They are both fully present to this moment of revelation, this moment of meeting salvation in the flesh, acknowledging a deeper reality than can be seen, they begin to sing. when we begin to see that this child of life represents a light stronger than darkness, hope stronger than despair, love stronger than death, we too respond by joining in the song of salvation.
Jesus, my Saviour, to Bethlehem came, born in a manger to sorrow and shame. Oh, it was wonderful, blessed be His name, seeking for me.
Let us pray. Lord, we believe. We believe in the God of love. With all our being, we worship our God. We believe in God who dresses us in the garments of salvation, who by the grace of Christ covers us with the robe of righteousness, adopts us into the holy family, and promises to make us a crown of beauty and a royal diadem in the hand of God. This we believe through Christ Jesus. We give you thanks, O God, for the love that surrounds us. Thank you, Father of Christ Jesus, for binding us together in families and communities, and for precious human relationships.
For the hugs of children, the insights of teenagers, and the love that grows deeper through the years.
For nurturing friends, for the sharpening edge in the comments of those who are willing to tell us truths that others are reluctant to say.
For those who listen to us when we are confused, and those who ask the questions which help us find our way through many a difficult situation.
For the appreciation of people who dare to express their respect for our gifts and affirm us without ulterior motives.
For those precious people who are there for us through times of illness, broken relationships, indecision, and the death of a loved one.
For all who have a good sense of humour, who can laugh with us but not at us, whose sweet sanity saves us from taking ourselves too seriously.
For people whose patient love long ago set us on paths of fruitfulness and beauty, and whose remembered words and smile still save us from doing something stupid.
For the people of the church, for those who may seem natural soulmates, and others who at times irritate us while making us re-examine our religious and ethical assumptions.
Above all others, for Jesus of Bethlehem, Nazareth, and Golgotha, whose saving grace embraces us and links us together in a new family which bridges heaven and earth. For this, the most extraordinary among all gifts, we offer you our deepest thanks and highest praise.
Through Christ Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
Thank you.
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.